represent the government of juvenile delinquents.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
I knew my rent was gonna be late about a week ago. I worked my ass off, but I still can't pay it though. But I got just enough to get off in this club and have me a good time before my time is up. Hey, let's get it now.
Hour number three, Out of Bounds. William Quagamish, Kelly Gramlich, Pitbull, Sanders, William, everybody. Here in the Priority One Security Studios. Blue Ridge Security is now Priority One Security. Check them out today. This hour brought to you by Crude LED, KRUTLED.com. Light up your life with Crude LED. Really live your business.
It's lit with Crude LED.
I'm learning so much in homeownership, the importance of good lighting in places. I can't imagine as a business owner that it wouldn't be to an even greater degree vital to have the best lighting. So we're talking fixtures, all these fixtures, outlets, bulbs, everything. They give you rebates up front, and all you got to do is prove that you're a Duke Energy customer. Just prove you got that contract. You get the upfront rebates. You can go to the website and figure out how to do a Crude LED. KRUTLED.com. Go to the website. Look through the process. It is very simple and easy. Simpler and easier than you can even imagine. Or you can go visit them right there off exit 19B, right next to Jay Peters. You'll see him, Crude LED. They would love to hook you up with some great rebates. KRUTLED.com. The text line is fun. And the text line, when we play Pitbull, has things like this. One guy from the 864 writes, or girl, back in the dumpster for music? ? The very next text, we're talking, how many is that? 18 seconds later. Aw. And I was moving to some Pitbull, LOL, which we all were also moving to some Pitbull in here.
I would challenge someone to sit still while listening to Pitbull.
I was doing my dance.
Which, by the way, Sanders is working on the video recap from our kickoff show.
Oh, yeah.
Kwok will be dancing.
I knew this was going to make it. I knew when I did it. I was a company man. I did it.
Your signature move.
I said
very
the word.
Very similar to what I did it. Albert Brenneman does in Hitch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's very similar to that.
Stay right there in the safety zone.
You got to stay in the safety zone. Elbows tucked so you don't fly and whack people.
It's a terrifying sight.
Oh, yeah.
I do like this text. You know, most of the time I chuckle at women's basketball jokes. I don't love them, right? They're not my favorite. We were reading the national championship odds for football. And a guy texts in, wait, are y'all reading odds for women's basketball? Because Notre Dame, 25-1 odds for the national championship for women's basketball makes sense. For football? What?
Not so much.
I like that text. It was good. It was fun.
Not so much. Are you ready for... We have Andrew Whitman coming.
We do.
In hour three. You ready for hump day headlines? I can't wait.
Always ready.
For hump day headlines.
As we hear in our Pitbull song, ready. Yes. The fire hose. So I have three headlines for you today.
Okay.
One is kind of sad and just an odd headline that I thought needed to be shared. It's actually about ESPN. The second headline also involves ESPN and is hilarious / odd and concerning. And the third headline we're going to start with right now is good news for Georgia Tech. So I hope your grandpa's listening.
Ooh, good news for Georgia Tech. It's been bad news this week.
I am so excited for Georgia Tech. I really am, because I've been saying for years and years and years, you are a Power 5 school in a major conference, and you are sponsored by Russell Athletics.
Yeah.
That is terrible. Georgia Tech is becoming an Adidas school. I am very, very happy for them. This is big news. Great work. You're really moving into the new millennium here 17 years later. Just really, really happy.
Yeah, thank you. Good job. The only Russell Athletic school in America that's serious about sports, allegedly serious about sports, Georgia Tech. Congratulations for joining the Nike, Adidas, Under Armour revolution that happened like, I don't know, when Bill Clinton was president.
So this will begin in July 2018. So this year they will chase the Coastal Crown in Russell Athletic gear.
That's right.
But in 2018 they will become Adidas, which is great news for everybody involved. And they join a lot of Southern Power 5 schools that are now Adidas. Miami, Mississippi State, Texas A&M, NC State, and others. So they join kind of a little bit of an Adidas crop in the South.
Please don't get those fanny pack basketball unis from a couple years ago. Remember those that like Louisville had and Michigan had?
Yeah.
That looked like everybody had fanny packs?
With what are those things called? Cummerbund? Is that the right thing? Is that what it's called?
Cummerbund.
I've never
that's
worn
it.
A tuxedo.
That's it. I love how you really waded in very slowly to that word. Cummerbund.
They go where Aaron Rodgers does the discount double check.
Discount double check,
like,
yeah.
Right there.
Like where championship belts go on Andre Branch.
Yes.
Right there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's good news for Georgia Tech. One more quick headline before we really dive into Robert Lee.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. Hey, we can make people mad today with Robert Lee. Here we go.
So staying on the ESPN subject, do you remember the radio show Russillo and Cannell? Remember this?
I do. Ryan and Danny.
Right. So Danny Cannell was let go in the ESPN, you know, overhaul.
He was resigned.
And
yeah.
Ryan Russillo kept his job until recently. He still has his job right now. Last night, or this morning, you could say, Ryan Russillo arrested on a criminal entry charge in Jackson, Wyoming.
What?
Yes.
Where are you entering in Jackson, Wyoming?
I don't know. That,
I thought
I don't
the
know.
Only thing I know about Jackson, Wyoming is that there's a hole there.
The Jackson chief of police said Russillo was arrested at approximately 3:45 a.m. Mountain Time on Wednesday.
That can't be good.
On a criminal entry charge.
Where did he enter?
We are not sure,
what
apparently.
This is
all the information
entry?
We have. We have his mugshot, and that's about it. So, odd development. A year ago, Russillo and Cannell, the radio show, top of the world, right? Somewhat. They were on ESPN2 sometimes. Cannell fired.
What is
Russillo arrested?
What even is criminal entry?
I don't know.
What is that? Is that not just what lay people would call trespassing?
I'll tell you this. Criminal entry is a misdemeanor under Wyoming law. It's punishable by up to 6 months in prison.
Prison.
And a $750,000 fine.
He's not getting that. He's going to get basically a slap on the wrist.
Here we go. Persons charged with criminal entry may mistakenly believe they have authority to enter a property and do so without any criminal intent. So he could be more innocent than he sounds.
All right, 3:45 Mountain Time.
That's
sounds
the thing.
Like this story from college that everybody has. You're minding your own business. It's 1 in the morning, and the door opens to your apartment, and it's someone who's had way too much to drink, stumbles in, looks around, stumbles out, and goes down the hall looking for the place they were supposed to be. Everyone has that story. That's happened to me a couple times. It is not fun for anybody. You just look around at each other. You laugh at that poor soul who has no idea where he or she is headed. and you just sort of laugh it off. That's what this sounds like. That he thought maybe he's on vacation in Wyoming or something. Because obviously his show's not broadcasted from there. So he's got to be there on vacation. He thinks he's got a cabin somewhere. He walks into the wrong cabin, like goes to bed there. Tries to go to bed there.
Who hasn't walked into the wrong cabin once or twice?
Right. How many cabins can there possibly be in Jackson, Wyoming?
A lot.
I guess so.
There's a lot of cabins there, I would assume.
He's staying in a lodge, wanders back from a night on the town. He goes into the wrong room. There's a husband and wife. They're trying to, you know, have a little honeymoon deal or a little anniversary deal. He walks in on them. That's where you get criminal entry. That's where you get that.
One thing, though, he is not in college. He is 42.
Right.
So there is that.
Right. He's a grown man.
Interesting
grown
news
man.
There.
Fun college story. A little laugh, jokester about it with your friends, as long as that person finds where they're supposed to be without getting, you know, too worse for the wear. 42-year-old man, know where your room is.
Our final hump day headline for today to get you through this hump day. Headline from CNN.
Uh-huh.
You know, just a normal everyday headline.
Yeah.
Robert Lee. ESPN under fire for taking announcer off UVA game. Oh, no.
This is, I was minding my own business, checked Twitter and thought, this is The Onion.
Yeah. Well.
this is a mess. This is a fake headline. This is not a real story. This is fake news.
It seems like it's straight out of The Onion. I'll continue, okay? On Tuesday night, the network confirmed that its management moved an Asian American announcer, Robert Lee, off the University of Virginia's home opener football game, quote, simply because of the coincidence of his name. End quote. He's been switched to the Youngstown State Pittsburgh game, which is actually a better game, so that's good. And he had recently been promoted by ESPN, so the switch was a sensitive matter. But that he does seem to get a better game with the Pittsburgh Youngstown State game, I guess. The decision came following the violence that happened in Charlottesville earlier this month, which we all kind of can see how that's correlated, I guess. But, I mean, come on.
I see the correlation. How serious do you want me to get on this?
Uh-oh. You have 7 minutes.
Okay.
Before Andrew Whitman.
I see the correlation clearly here between what just happened in Charlottesville and the unrest there that's still sort of getting, I don't know, emotionally resolved. Did we ever emotionally resolve these things, or did they just end and we change our ire and attention somewhere else? Here's why I have a problem with this, okay? First of all, this is a young guy. Okay, I'm a young guy in broadcasting. Not necessarily, you know, obviously not at his level, but we're broadcasting Spartanburg and T.O. Hanna this Friday night, okay? If Ben Milstead comes to me and says, you know, we feel like your presence at T.O. Hanna might offend some people. It's not your fault. But we're going to give you the option, if you so choose, to go and call Easley Daniel this week. I, as a young employee, am going to say, yes, absolutely. I'm doing whatever you say. I'm doing it. Okay? So to act like this was his decision is just totally and completely wrong. There's no way a young no-name broadcaster, there's no way that he can do that.
He's not a no-name. He is Robert Lee.
Right, but they said it's a young, sort of up-and-comer. Yes. Like, nobody knows this guy's
name.
He's
not a household name.
That's what ESPN is telling people. Now, here's another one. I don't think there's any secret to anybody on any part of the political spectrum where ESPN lies on this. And there's a quote from Jason Whitlock. You can love or hate Jason Whitlock, whatever. I heard this the other night. That ESPN and a lot of the media establishment has gone from like a New York liberalism to like a San Francisco more activist liberalism. The fact that they ignored so much history from Robert Lee's to go all the way back to the 1860s and made the assumption that every person that sees that Robert Lee is calling a football game at the University of Virginia would associate Charlottesville, Virginia, Robert Lee, and the Confederate States of America is offensive to thinking people. There are games I turn on, I couldn't care less who the play-by-play guy is, but they made it an issue that would have otherwise not been an issue by themselves pointing out that they see Robert Lee as the same person as Robert E. Lee, the Confederate general. And I would ask this question. Yes, somebody's going to tweet about that, and it is going to be a story for a moment. Now it's going to be a story for like a week and a half because people have now it's leaked and they didn't want it to leak and they tried to do it behind closed doors.
We would never talked about this if he had just done the game. We would have never talked about this.
Where is it and when is it that Robert Lee can go anywhere in the Confederate States of America? Because let me just be clear about this. Robert E. Lee tomorrow when you wake up is going to be the former general of the Confederate States of America. And next year, Robert E. Lee is going to be the former general of the Confederate States of America. And in 10 years, Robert E. Lee is going to be a former general of the Confederate States of America. So are we just going to ban Robert Lee because his name, he's Asian for crying out loud, because his name is Robert Lee and will always be associated if you choose to do that with Robert E. Lee, but you could choose not to. The Confederate general, are we just going to ban him from calling Ole Miss because Mississippi's state flag has a Confederate flag in it? Or the Confederate flag used to fly at the state capitol building at South Carolina. Can he not call Clemson or South Carolina games because somebody might think that that is a kind of ironic? When is it okay for someone named Robert Lee to call a game south of the Mason-Dixon line? Because that's the only place that the Confederate States of America are remembered, right?
This is so stupid.
This is legit. This is the dumbest thing. And you just know, ESPN, because they think that every person will automatically assume this, you know where their bias is. You know that's how they're thinking about the world. This is not an apolitical statement. The fact that they assume that you, the listener, the viewer, whoever it is, will automatically associate General Robert E. Lee from 150 years ago with a protest that took place in Charlottesville last week with a guy of Asian descent calling a football game against a god-awful team from the FBS and FCS mid-major William & Mary shows you where their bias is. They're not giving anybody the benefit of the doubt here. They're not giving me the benefit of the doubt. They're not giving our audience the benefit of the doubt. They're not giving their viewers the benefit of the doubt because they are trying to protect this guy from what they think is this huge, overarching, big deal, and it's not a big deal. That's how I feel about Robert Lee.
I agree. Two things I have to add.
Okay.
Outkick the coverage, broke the story. Can I read you their headline?
Yeah, this is Clay Travis. He's a pot stirrer. He is a pot stirrer. Go ahead.
ESPN pulls Asian announcer named Robert Lee off UVA game to avoid offending idiots.
I mean.
This is ridiculous. I put it in Hump Day headlines because it's an interesting thing to discuss. And it is outrageous. I mean, it's absolutely outrageous. I also love this text on the text line. Kelly, be glad your first name isn't Roberta because R. Kelly Gramlich would be too offensive for the airwaves.
I looked up the name Robert Lee. Robert Lees have been politicians and leaders in the country. Robert Lees have been at the forefront of aeronautics. Robert Lees have been at the forefront of physics. Robert Lees have been at the forefront of other sciences. Robert Lees have been artists and musicians and whatever. And we assume that the only Robert Lee that anyone cares about, the only Robert Lee anyone cares about was a Confederate general 150 years ago. That is making something a racial issue. That is making something a political issue that does not have to be on its face political. I'm so offended that they don't think that I can separate between Robert Lee and Robert E. Lee and just let... I feel bad for this guy who was discriminated against because what his mom called him at birth.
Isn't it a little bit too? It's ESPN assuming that we're all... idiots.
Yes.
And right?
Yes.
They're assuming a level of just something that is not, it's not going to happen. It's just
right,
not.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
And that's where they're so out of touch.
I'm sorry. We are in such a terrible state as a country that we are going to riot if an Asian American named Robert Lee calls a football game in Virginia.
I'm not making these things equal, but I do want to say this. And again, don't hear what I'm not saying here because this is kind of dangerous ground I'm about to walk on. If my last name was like Hitler, okay?
Oh, my God.
I would want people to treat me as someone, don't laugh. I would want people to treat me based on my merits and my skills, right? And not about the guy who perpetuated mass murder of a specific groups of people, millions of people, 70 years ago.
What is happening?
If my first name was Adolf, I would not want people to treat me like I'm the same person. I would want people to look at me. I would hope that people would go past history they disagree with or history that's horrible and just let me do my job if I'm worthy of doing my job. Does that make sense? Like if there was a Quackenbush who did heinous things 70 years ago, I would hope that people would look past that and understand that that's not me and that I would get jobs and I would do work that are equal with my skill set, that I earn myself. You know what I'm saying? I know that's outrageous. The example I gave is outrageous. But think about that. Think about that. There's somebody out there named Hitler that is glad that Adolf Hitler is not thrust upon him, that people let him do work if he's capable of doing work. This is insane. This is totally insane. I hate this so much. I feel bad for this guy because in 50 years, somebody's going to actually tweet out what they were concerned that people were going to tweet out next week. And it's going to be him that's the one that's like, oh, man, I can't believe. And ESPN's not going to be there to hold his hand. So they're protecting this guy for no reason.
If only his parents had just called him Bob for short.
My gosh.
We wouldn't have this problem. You literally really just said, what if my name was Hitler on air right now?
Yeah, and you know what? What if I was a good radio guy and someone was like, hey, sorry, you can't do radio because your last name is Hitler. Sorry your mom called you Adolf when it was okay to do that. But you can't do radio even though you're capable because that's what your name is. I mean, think about how stupid that is. That is so stupid. My God, get this out of my face. Get
also,
this nonsense out of my
face. Bottom line, his middle initial is probably like B. So
my
it doesn't
God.
Even matter.
Bob Lee does Outside the Lines every day for ESPN.
Every day.
Every day. No one said Jack to him. Just go by Bob for a day. In fact, I got a message on my personal text line. What idiot would take offense at Bob Lee? He actually goes by Bob Lee. You got to be kidding me. Unbelievable. We got some great texts on this. I appreciate you letting me go off the rails for a second. We got DJ Blythe. We got Snap Hook. We got Andrew Whitman coming up our next segment. Stay with us. More to come on Confederate generals when we return next.
The countdown is on. 10 days till Clemson Tiger football.
Evans will go shotgun. Ball close to the left hash. Wide side of the field, right. Three wideouts there and one to the left. That's four. McMillan, the running back off the left-hand side. Clemson come under pressure. Hit Evans as he throws the ball. Be picked off by Tankersley at the 15.
Every thrilling minute.
The flagship station for Clemson football. WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
Welcome to the ball.
Mondays can seem like the zombie apocalypse. People are staggering around mumbling.
Coffee.
Need more sleep.
And most places seem completely abandoned. With one exception.
Welcome to Moe's!
Every Monday at Moe's is filled with life as friends listen to killer tunes, catch up on the weekend, and enjoy their awesome burrito or burrito bowl made with 20-plus fresh ingredients, not to mention the free chips and salsa. So see you next Moe Monday. Unless you like hanging out where it's kind of dead.
Purple Haze, with new locations in Anderson and Clemson, has an amazing assortment of really cool stuff to create a unique experience. Body jewelry, glassware, and party favors, voted the Upstate's best piercing studio. There's nothing like the Purple Haze experience. Decorate with tapestries, incense, candles, and posters. Dress with purses, clothing, and backpacks. Feel the experience. Purple Haze, Tiger Boulevard, Clemson, across from Publix, and 3448 Cinema Avenue in Anderson, next to Dazzler's and behind Grady's. Purple Haze.
This is Tommy Bowden inviting you to support our first annual fundraising banquet to support the Good News Club's ministry. It's an after-school Bible club in Anderson Elementary Schools and surrounding counties. The event will be Thursday, September the 21st at Covenant Baptist Church, 4521 Liberty Highway in Anderson from 6:15 to 8:30 p.m. I'll be the featured keynote speaker. For information or to attend, go to cefgreenville.com or call 864-261-1159.
Oh, hey, Ange.
Well, law, look at that smile on your face.
Well, why not, Andy? The bees are humming, the birds are chirping, and the flowers are blooming. I tell you, Andy, summer's wonders are everywhere.
Well, barn summer's been here since June. I reckon we're all kind of getting used to it by now.
Oh, you're a real comedian, you are. Why don't you get a late-night talk show?
Now, come on, barn, I was just kidding with you.
Say, did you hear that little Jamie Ferguson is getting a new Toyota?
Well, no, but I bet he went to RalphHayesToyota.com.
Well, yeah, how'd you know?
Because I'd be dogged if they ain't got them a bushel of fine used vehicles, including certified Toyotas.
Well, you know, that's what little Jamie got, was a certified used 2017 Camry.
And he only paid $17,998.
Well, how'd you know all that?
Well, it could be because I'm sheriff, or it could be because me and Bunky Gandy just got off the phone.
Oh, you know everything. You know
now,
that?
Barney,
Now's the time. Go to RalphHayesToyota.com and click on the e-price to get the best price. RalphHayesToyota.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
It's always a great time to buy from George Coleman Ford, where trucks cost less and travelers rest, like 2017 F-150s starting at just $23,699. And remember, there are never any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. 2017 F-150s starting at just $23,699, serving you for over 85 years and four generations. George Coleman Ford, for the ride of a lifetime.
Offer good through October 2nd. Must finance with Ford Motor Company Credit.
We do the impossible every day. We pursue our mission with excellence and integrity to become leaders and warriors. Our differences make us stronger. Our values make us one. We're the United States Air Force and want to speak with you about a career that makes a difference. We offer great benefits like the GI Bill, free housing, and money for food on top of base pay. We're looking for special ops for those who want mental and physical challenges. Fly high with the United States Air Force.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
They never lose their cool.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Don't be so quick to walk away. Dance with me.
I
want to rock your body. Please.
I have not laughed that hard in a break, which tells you everything you need to know about ESPN's plan that backfired to keep Robert Lee's name off Twitter. All the got time, but I don't mind. Yeah, sorry, I had to do that. Oh my gosh, some of the pictures and the gifts and the stuff. That was the best array of texts we got in the 5 minutes, man. We can't even read them. I mean, I can't even read them. I don't want to offend people. They're hilarious, though.
That's the whole problem.
The fact that somebody, and I'm serious, the fact that somebody put this guy, Robert Lee's face, basically with the General Luck costume, the uniform. I mean, somebody needs to make that on Twitter just to show ESPN it wouldn't have been a big deal if you didn't make it a big deal. They have discriminated against this guy trying to be inclusive. This guy will forever be the guy that couldn't call a game in Virginia because his name was the same as Robert E. Lee. And it won't be about his talent, and it won't be about his ability or what he earned. Oh, my word. Me and Kelly were both crying. We got Andrew Whitman coming up. We got people on hold, too. DJ Blythe is up with us. We're going to fly through these couple. Mercy. Hey, DJ Blythe.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing well. Hope you are.
I'm doing good. I don't know how to respond to something like that, but I got a question for you. I'm trying to do this for a minute. How do you think the Cavaliers did with the Kyrie trade?
I think the Cavaliers did what they had to do. They could have been left without Kyrie for this year if they wanted to trade him and salvage this season, and without LeBron for next year. They at least, if LeBron leaves, they now have a future plan. As long as they draft the right guy with that high draft pick from the Nets, then I think they did what they had to do with a losing hand. They didn't fold it. They played it the best that they could, and we'll see what happens.
I think they came out pretty good considering what they got back of. You know, another defender, you know, at best. But and then I heard the rumors are going around right now that Dwayne Wade is getting ready to join that group.
Oh, really? So, are they going to buy him out in Chicago?
They're going to buy him out. Yeah, they said, I heard this morning that one analyst on ESPN said D. Wade is getting ready to join the Cavaliers. If not, when the season starts, they said before the midway point, he'd be on that squad team.
How about that? Now, that would be, you talk about AARP crowd, that would make them the oldest team in history. And everybody's 35 or over on that team, except for Isaiah Thomas and Jay Crowder, I think.
Yeah, well, Dwayne Wade doesn't want to touch the Bulls this year, and I don't think he got but maybe one or two more seasons left, but he's going to try to make a last push with LeBron this year. Even he said if it's a one and done in Cleveland, he's going to try to help LeBron, you know, compete with Golden State this year.
You know what? I think they did the best they could, DJ Blythe. And I appreciate the phone call. We got to run because we got to squeeze some folks in. Thanks so much. I think they did the best that they could with that deal. Let's go to Snap Hook before we get Andrew in. Hey, Snap Hook, what's going on?
What's going on, y'all?
Oh, man, we're doing great. Very blessed.
I want to talk about this Robert Lee stuff.
All right.
Paul Kelly, I'm an engineer. That's my career. That's what I do for a living. My birth name is Joshua Turner, okay?
Okay.
People call me Josh for short, okay?
Okay.
The analogy on this would be of my boss taking me off a project. I'm working on at work because the customer doesn't like country music.
Exactly. That's exactly my point. Amen to that. Bravo. That's outstanding.
And not to mention, Robert Lee is now famous. I guarantee you there are more people in America who can name the past 5 Alabama coaches before Saban than who knew who Robert Lee was.
Oh, for sure.
He's instant fame. I am a Robert Lee fan. I hope he calls the national championship next year. I'm a Robert Lee fan. He's my dude.
I feel bad for this guy. I really do, Snap, but we got to run. I appreciate the phone call. I feel so bad for this guy.
Wait, Snap Hook's real name isn't Snap Hook?
No, it's not. It's not. Remember when he said he wants to meet his wife, Mrs. Snap Hook? That was awesome. You died on that. You cried laughing at that. Kelly's pretty much out for this Andrew Whitman interview. Andrew joins us. GetWarriorTough.com, the Get Worry Tough media empire. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, man.
Oh, man. This we got to talk to you about this Robert Lee mess. Oh, what a disaster this is. What are your thoughts on this taking a guy off the game because of what happened in Charlottesville and his name is associated, I guess, in theory, with a Confederate general from 150 years ago? Your thoughts on this?
Well, it's great for his career because everybody's talking about him now. No one knew who this guy was. I mean, and really, who knows? I mean, I don't know who the play-by-play guy. I don't know. I mean, since like Pat Madden and John Summerall were in the booth, I don't know who those guys are.
You know what? That's kind of my point. Like, if I flipped over to the game, I wouldn't have known. Two people would tweet about it. It'd get a couple thousand retweets, and more people would be likely to watch the game. Instead, now ESPN makes themselves overtly political. They've basically discriminated against a guy by saying his name isn't welcome in some parts of the country. I just think they have this totally completely wrong for no reason.
Yeah, I just got a text saying that I said John Summerall. I said their name.
Oh yeah, we knew what you meant.
Yeah. I was just joking about it. You know how I was saying like bye Felicia instead of our bye Felicity. Anyway, yes. It was a joke. People, relax. Sit down, Francis. Lighten up.
Unbelievable.
It will be all right. That guy will be fine. It actually has helped his career out. I mean, ESPN. I mean, we already know they're a clown show. Please, come on.
That's a very good point. It shouldn't come as any surprise. Kelly Bryant is the quarterback at Clemson now, and I think people have mostly just come to grips with it.
Wait, his name's Kelly? He shouldn't be. Yeah. That offends me because I listen to OB, and I don't like it, so, you know, I can't believe they would let him play quarterback.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the point. Like, I would hope that Kelly Bryant's the quarterback or not the quarterback based on the fact that he earned the right to be the quarterback and not the quarterback. We assume that he did in this case. Do you think it's good? We sort of discussed this. Is it good to be the starter 2 weeks out, or should Dabo have waited more? The timeline. What are your thoughts on that and making sure this team has leadership now?
Yeah, I think, I honestly would never, ever question what Dabo does. I would never bet against him, never bet against a champion. Dabo knows what he's doing. So, and again, if you're worrying about that, trust me, you should have other things to do in life than to question what Dabo's doing. I'm just saying, you got other issues you need to be dealing with than questioning what Dabo's doing.
You know, Kelly's been doing a good bit of that lately, just questioning what Dabo does from time to time, and you know, maybe she can defend herself here. But I mean,
that's
so
probably
you're
why
saying,
Andrew's not cool with
right,
me anymore.
Right, that's right. So essentially, you're saying whatever Dabo decides, we basically give him the benefit of the doubt until it doesn't work.
Yes, I mean, this is not hard.
I love it. I love it because a lot of fans we get really emotionally tied and maybe we all want to play coach and we want to do that. Is it okay? I mean, I think we've talked about this before. Is it okay to be sort of a passive fan to just wait? Because we have such an analytical society. We're such analytical people. Is it okay to just be a passive fan and go, you know, the coach knows and we're just going to assume that the coach knows until maybe the coach doesn't know and then we're going to be surprised? Is it okay to do that in 2017?
I mean, this is not, like, I could get it if, like, we didn't ever win anything. But Dabo's been doing nothing since he got here except win it. So I don't get, like, at what point did you, you know, where's the question? You know what I mean? I mean, if we had, like, the entire Dabo era was, like, not winning, then okay, maybe you could question it. But it's the opposite. So I don't understand. What is it that would satisfy you then? If you don't like winning, okay, then why are you a fan? I mean, I just don't understand the whole. I don't get it. I honestly don't.
Andrew Whitman, GetWarriorTough.com, the Get Warrior Tough program, the Get Warrior Tough media empire, shaking and moving the globe. Everywhere they go, knowledge, leadership, wisdom, mental toughness follows, and they leave a little bit behind for everybody. It's amazing what they're doing there. As far as this NBA trade, the Cavaliers, to me, did exactly what you have to do when you understand your situation where you are, and you understand where you want to be, you have to do some things, and I think you would agree with this too. You have to do some things where you are now today because of what you know is going to happen next year to prepare yourself for that time. If LeBron James leaves, now they're set up with a draft pick that's high that they could maybe get another star in the making. I mean, isn't that exactly what they needed to do? Isn't it sort of making chicken soup out of chicken or chicken salad or whatever, you know, whatever that is, whatever that saying is?
Yeah, I love it when organizations get their eyes up and you can see past what's right in front of you. You know, that way you're not shocked, like, oh, my gosh, how did this happen? I mean, like, we all know, and it's the same thing with Tom Brady. Listen, these guys all have a shelf life on them. Yes, it's great right now, and yeah, they're the greatest of all time, arguably, whatever, but that's going to end at some point. And if you want the organization to keep rolling and you know, and competing at a high level, then you need to do these things to see. But people need to do it in their life, too. I mean, not just, like, you know, an organization. Individuals need to do it and kind of look past, like, what we ask people, where do you want your life to look like in 10 years or 20 years? You know, if you don't like struggling now. I had this conversation earlier about where people are okay with their kids not knowing what they want to do in college. They just, their whole goal is to just get through college. And I was like, well, and they said, well, I didn't know what I'm doing and I'm okay. Yeah, but you spent the last 10 minutes complaining about your life and you're okay. Do you want your kid to really be okay? How about you ask them, like, what they want to do 20 years from now? Look, what do you want your life to look like 20 years from now? Not wake up 20 years from now, spend 20 minutes complaining about it and then go, well, it's okay for me. It was okay for my kids. Like, I don't get that whole line of thinking.
Oh, I would 100% agree with that. And it sort of begs another question. Like, I know there are a lot of people out there, and I find myself in the same category where you're sort of stuck in a rut and you know that there's better things or different things ahead if you do what you're supposed to do, but you love the rut, you love the comfort, and you want to ride it out for as long as possible. I think we saw the Pacers do that with Paul George. It ended up minimizing their return. The Cavaliers took a different tack. Isn't this an object lesson for life?
Yeah, I would hope it is. I really would hope it is. Because people, what happens is they get themselves and then they get stuck, 5 years, 10 years down the road. And then they're in, like, you know, put out the fire mode. So I'll say it like this. You have a surviving mindset and not a thriving mindset. What I'm seeing from the Cavaliers is they want to continue to thrive. They don't want to just ride this train until all of a sudden it becomes, what do we do to survive? And people, if they could get a hold of that and get out of survival mindset mode, get your eyes up, look ahead, where do you want to go, and you turn into a thriving mindset, and life begins to get fun.
Bingo. Couldn't have said it better myself. In fact, that's why we have you on. Andrew Whitman, GetWarriorTough.com, the Get Warrior Tough Media Empire. What are you doing in the world of media this week? What's going on with you?
Yeah, I just had another Born to Invest column hit. It was about, you know, dealing with your attitude and controlling and deploying your attitude. A lot of times, you know, we are at the mercy of circumstances, and we let circumstances dictate our attitude. Instead, I want to use my attitude as one of my main weapons and tools, and I want to deploy it to get me past circumstances instead of, you know, having circumstances dictate what my attitude is. And so that's what that column is about, borntoinvest.com.
Fantastic. We'll be checking that out. Yeah. Thanks so much, Andrew. All the little nuggets of knowledge you drop on us every day, we just pick them up and we just do what we can with them. Thanks so much, buddy. We appreciate it.
Tell Kelly I love her. I really do love her. I mean, I don't want her feeling bad or anything.
You guys are good, Kelly.
She deserved it. Yeah.
Andrew, we're cool. Don't fret. We're cool.
All right. I don't even know if I could live with myself if, you know, I didn't think that we were friends.
Understandable.
There we go, right? I deal with that every day, Andrew. It's the back and forth. It's the way in the pros and cons.
You're on the front lines, brother. I know.
That's right. Hey, be good, buddy.
All right.
That's Andrew Whitman, GetWarriorTough.com. I said be good. I didn't even realize.
Y'all be good.
Y'all come back now. You hear? Short break. Before we do that, a great place to watch Robert Lee call football this fall is... I teed it up for you right there.
Are you serious?
I did it. The great texts keep rolling in, by the way. Like, the whole time, the great texts are rolling in.
A great place to watch football, Quack, is Local Q.
Yeah, right?
Okay. Greenville, 13 Orchard Park Drive in Greenville, localq.com. 21 and over. Great food and drink selection there. Nachos, pulled pork sandwiches, delicious food, and also great activities and fun games. Giant Jenga, shuffleboard, pool, darts, ping pong, cornhole, tons of board games. Great place for a happy hour, for lunch, for birthday parties, for brunch. They do it all. Go see them today in Greenville. That's 13 Orchard Park Drive, number 7 in Greenville, or localq.com.
Thanks so much, Kelly. You can watch any of the many play-by-play announcers with very normal, average names, including Roy Philpott, our very good friend, who is going to be down on the this weekend calling football. Stay with us. More to come Out of Bounds in just a moment.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer by the material handling industry's leading trade organization, MHEDA, for 5 consecutive years. In earning the award, CMH Services demonstrated excellence in the areas of industry advocacy, customer service and safety, business networking, continuing education, and business best practices. Get award-winning material handling solutions at CMH Services. Call 800-922-9569. That's 800-922-9569.
With summer here, shouldn't you look as hot as a burger on the grill? If you want to look and feel as hot as noon on a summer day in the South, call Urban Nirvana. With the best stylists around, you'll get the kind of pampering you deserve, and the day spa will have you feeling as cool as a cucumber. And being able to buy a gift certificate online is better than a splash in the pool. Log on to urbannirvana.com, buy your gift certificate, and print it right from your own computer. Urban Nirvana, Magpie Station in downtown Greenville.
It's bow time at Bojangles. For a limited time, enjoy 8 pieces of perfectly seasoned chicken for just $10.99 and get 4 free biscuits. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Auto window tinting can make a big difference in your vehicle's value and its comfort. If it's not done right, it can be a nightmare. Garrett Wilson and his team at Tint Solutions and Easily provide unsurpassed precision artistry in window tinting with a 100% lifetime guarantee. Tint Solutions and Easily offers premium window tint films and the largest selection in the upstate. Ask about free upgrades when you mention 105.5 The Roar. Tint Solutions Easily, 630-3164.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Life insurance. You know you need it, but do you have enough? 85% of U.S. consumers agree they need it, but only 44% of United States households have individual life insurance, an all-time low. When asked why they didn't have life insurance, many said, "Nobody asked me about it." Well, make no mistake, I'm asking you today. Maybe it's because the process can be difficult. Maybe it's because the process can be frustrating. But as an independent insurance broker, we have all the best plans and rates. Life insurance is not for the people who die. It's for the people who live. Life insurance helps us protect what matters most, our family. Call us today to get a free quote, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make life insurance easier.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
Okay. Good luck with the slow descent into madness.
Now back to Kwok and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
I'm more than just an option.
Hey, hey, hey.
Refuse to be forgotten.
Hey, hey, hey.
I took a chance with my heart.
Hey, hey, hey.
And I feel it taking over. I better find your loving. I better find your
You know what we need? We need this. This flies in the face of everything ESPN was trying to do. So I will now actively work against them in every way, shape, or form. Instead of keeping Robert Lee's name off Twitter, what we need is a General Lee Twitter account that goes back and forth all day long with General Luck. Read me some of those General Luck tweets. Give me some of those. Give me some of those General Luck tweets. You know, because Andrew Luck has that neck beard and he looks like a Confederate soldier. So Lee and General Luck need to have a conversation back and forth about their battle exploits.
Well, on Twitter, it's actually Captain Andrew Luck.
Oh, I'm sorry. Captain Luck and General Lee. Yeah.
His Twitter bio. Four words. Soldier, period. Colt, period. Simple man, period. And his location is marching. I'm really trying to pull it together. I really am.
Oh, man.
I'll read you a few of Captain Luck's best tweets recently. He said, he always addresses his tweets as dearest mother, because he's writing to his mother from the battlefield. Dearest mother, the unit was outgunned by the band of cowboys in Dallas. Alas, it counts for nothing. Yet more men will be lost. Signed, Andrew. August 19th. August 22nd. Dearest mother, the unit prepares to face the steel men. My sidearm still struggles to fire. Perhaps I'm using too much powder. Signed, Andrew.
I mean, can you imagine what you could do with General Lee? Could you imagine?
No, I don't want to. It's going to be... Last one.
Go ahead. One more.
August 17th. Dearest mother, the unit marches toward Dallas to confront a group of cowboys who are funded by the wily governor, Jerry Jones. Signed, Andrew.
The wily Governor Jones.
Governor Jones.
Governor Jones. Oh my gosh. Okay, this is outrageous. There's legitimately one guy pushing back on this who felt the need to tell me he's a lawyer and that name discrimination isn't a thing. Here's the deal. I don't care what a courtroom says. I don't care what is and is not acceptable in a court of law and what does and doesn't count as evidence, whatever. Legitimately, Robert Lee was discriminated against by the definition of discrimination because his name is Robert Lee. I don't know how you can even say anything but that. I don't know how anybody could say anything but that. If his name was William Quackenbush, he'd be calling the game. He'd be calling a game. It has nothing to do with his attitude. It has nothing to do with his behavior. It has nothing to do with his personality. It has nothing to do with his talent. It's only about his name. I don't know anybody. Why is anybody defending this other than the people who think that it's really important that we just concern ourselves with everybody's feelings, except Robert Lee's feelings for being singled out that way? And I will maintain there's no way under heaven that Robert Lee's idea was to move himself from the game. That's not even what ESPN statements say. They say, we suggested to him that if he wanted to, then he could. And I'm telling you, as someone who could be put in that situation, not because of a name, but because of your boss tells you, you know, if you want to, you could. I would take that as a suggestion that I do so. Let me just stop it with this holier-than-thou gobbledygook about saying that this is just absolute nonsense. Absolute nonsense. I don't care what the legal definition is. This is discrimination based on name. This is name discrimination, right? I mean, I'm not crazy for saying that word. If his name was something else, he'd be doing the game. They have discriminated against him because of his name, right?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make that clear so that if somebody comes at me with some legal jargon, section 14 of the blah, 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 that I'm just using typical English words that people generally use and care about. And I'm typically talking about things in a way that makes sense to people.
On a different subject.
Yeah. Give me a different subject.
I've decided I'm going to read a Captain Luck tweet every day.
Like Tabase.org?
Can I read you one more? This is my last one for real.
Yes.
For the day.
Yes.
This was addressed on January 14th, right before an NFC playoff game. Dearest mother, the sky will grow dark today as two winged species, Falcons and Seahawks, fight for aerial dominance. Stay indoors. Signed, Andrew.
Can I give you some ToddBates.org?
Are we just doing ToddBates.org right now?
We got to do ToddBates.org. We got to remind people that America is not just discriminating against everybody all the time, that there's hope and life and freedom in this nation.
Mm.
And ToddBates.org tells us there's hope and life and freedom in this nation for everybody. I can't with the text line. I gotta just nod.
Has killed me today.
I tell you what, I'm leaving all the text for Walt in case he has a bad segment and needs to laugh during a break.
I'm losing it.
Walt's coming up next.
I'm losing it. I've never laughed this hard in my life.
Before we go to toddbates.org, this hour is brought to you by Advanced Maintenance. If you're a business owner and your business depends on reliable, medium, and heavy-duty commercial trucks, if you're tired of wasting time and money taking your commercial truck in for service and repair, if you've lost business because your truck's broken down the side of the road, do yourself a big favor. Call Advanced Maintenance in Greenville today. They'll come straight to you. Their on-site service technicians are equipped to service, repair, and maintain your fleet to keep your business moving. Preventative maintenance keeps your trucks on the road, not on the side of it. Advanced Maintenance offers emergency roadside services, on-site DOT inspections, free maintenance management of all your trucks so your trucks can keep on running and so that you can keep on being compliant. All services either done that day or the next. No minimum service requirements, no contracts. Just a little peace of mind knowing that Advanced Maintenance is managing and servicing your trucks. And by